I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. A journalist in Yemen who's an expert on al-Qaeda has just been released from prison. That may not make the Obama administration very happy. Abdulela Haider Shaya was arrested 3 years ago on charges of aiding Islamist militants in Yemen. He was freed yesterday as part of a presidential pardon. Shaya had been pardoned once before, but wasn't released at that time. That's because President Obama pressured the Yemeni government to keep him behind bars. Yemen-based journalist Iona Craig has been following the story since 2010. Iona, tell us about Shaya. Who is he?
He was, as you say, a Yemeni journalist who is an expert in al-Qaeda. He had interviewed Anwar Awlaki, the famous AQAP, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula cleric, and that was his specialism in journalism. He was well known in the journalism community here and had also worked for international media organizations in the UK and in America as well.
So what landed him in prison? What were the charges against him?
Well, when I attended his trial back in October 2010, he was standing in what is perceived as an illegal court by international human rights organizations, a specialist criminal court. And he was accused of being a media man for al-Qaeda and of assisting them in some of their media outlets as a result of his interview with Anwar Awlaki a few years before. But he was very well aware of apparent trumped-up charges against him, and he made that very clear in court. He refused to take legal representation because he wouldn't recognize the legitimacy of that trial. But in the brief moments he got to respond to prosecutors, he said that it was his journalistic work, and it was specifically his reporting on an airstrike back in December 2009, which had left more than 50 people dead, and amongst them more than 20 children. He found evidence and collected bomb remnants of cluster bombs having been used, ammunition that the Yemeni government just don't have. So he challenged the Yemeni government's claim that they had carried out the strike and accused the US of actually carrying out that attack. Those claims were found to be true and corroborated by evidence that came out in the WikiLeaks diplomatic cables.
So he's tried and then he's sent to prison. And what was his sentence? 5 years?
Yeah, he was sentenced then in January 2011. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison with a further 2 years effectively under house arrest or not being allowed to leave the capital, Sana'a, here.
But then a few months into his imprisonment, the Yemeni president announces that he's going to be released. But then he reneges on that after a phone call. And that's a significant piece here, isn't it?
Yes, that's a significant part. Shortly after he was sentenced, Ali Abdullah Saleh, then Yemen's then president, who'd been around for 32 years, released a pardon so that he would be freed. But it came out in a White House press release that during a phone call with Barack Obama, the U.S. president had expressed concerns over the potential release of Abdulela Haider Shaya, and he stayed in jail.
And why does the Obama administration still view Shaya as such a threat?
When I spoke to the U.S. ambassador about it, he claimed that Shaya had helped al-Qaeda facilitate attacks against America. But there has been no evidence at any time to support that. It wasn't produced during his trial, and it hasn't been produced by either the U.S. government or the Yemeni government since.
Iona Craig is a journalist based in Yemen. She's been telling us about the Yemeni journalist, Abdulela Haider Shaya, who's just been released from prison in Yemen. Thanks, Iona.
Thank you.
We contacted the White House for a comment on the case. A National Security Council spokeswoman told us the administration is concerned and disappointed by Shaya's early release.